Hello, I'm Rashi, and these are the top stories on the Business Today Daily News Podcast. The internet services sector in India has potential to grow over threefold to $124 billion with the help of favorable government policies and infrastructure improvement, a report by industry body IMAI has said. Besides, the report estimates that the internet sector is estimated to employ around 10 lakh employees presently and is estimated to create 1.2 crore net jobs by 2022. The report suggests that the sector can reach its potential of $124 billion if certain critical factors are realized. Saudi Arabia has agreed to provide cash-strapped Pakistan $3 billion in balance of payment support and additionally give oil worth $3 billion on deferred payment as Prime Minister Imran Khan on Tuesday met Saudi King Salman in Riyadh. The kingdom expressed interest in development of mineral resources in Pakistan and a Saudi delegation will be invited to visit Pakistan after consultations. Three persons, including two Paytm employees, arrested for blackmailing and making extortion bid on the Paytm founder Vijay Shekhar Sharma, were remanded to 14-day judicial custody by the magistrate court in Gautam Buddh Nagar. The Noida police had arrested the Paytm CEO's secretary Sonia Dhawan, her husband Rupak Jain, and another company employee Devendra Kumar for allegedly stealing personal information and confidential data and threatening to leak it. Their fourth associate, Rohit Chomal, who lives in Kolkata, is absconding. Fake apps of SBI, ICICI, Axis Bank, Citi and other leading banks are available on Google Play, which may have stolen data of thousands of bank customers, claims a report by IT security firm Sophos Labs. These fake Android apps have logos of respective banks, which makes it difficult for customers to differentiate between the fake and original apps, it said. The report further said that the deceptive malware in these apps may have stolen thousands of customers' accounts and credit card details. Barely 3 months after the truckers had called off their 8-day strike on July 27th, their apex body AIMTC has announced resorting to chakka jam post-Diwali to press for unfulfilled demands, including reduction in taxes. The All India Motor Transport Congress, which claims support of 93 lakh truckers, had gone on an indefinite strike demanding reduction in diesel prices, among others, from July 20th and called off the same following assurance from the government to look into their demands and constitute a high-level committee for it. There were 944 data breaches in the first 6 months of 2018, compromising 3.2 billion data records worldwide. That's an increase of over 72% of lost, stolen or compromised records compared to the same period in 2017. These findings are a part of Breach Level Index, a database of public data breaches by digital security firm Gemalto. From the total 3.2 billion data records breached, 56% of the records were due to six big social media breaches. One of those was the Cambridge Analytica Facebook incident. E-commerce giants Amazon and Flipkart have been issued notices by the country's drug regulator DCGI for allegedly selling spurious and adulterated cosmetics, including imported brands, and have been warned of penal actions in case of failing to respond within 10 days. Law firm Cyril Amarchand Mangaldas has withdrawn its 2016 report that had given a clean chit to former ICICI Bank Chief Executive Chanda Kochhar with regard to nepotism allegations against her, sources said. ICICI Bank, in a regulatory filing on Tuesday, said the clean chit given to Kochhar in March this year was based on the inquiry report of the law firm, which is now saying that the same should no longer be treated as valid. And with that, it's a wrap of the podcast for today. Bye for now.